This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine, another huge show for you. Sit with us, have a listen. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And Current Affairs Show is coming to you live, right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, and it's the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to us on radio, of course, by streaming, and, of course, via podcasts. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, and I pay my respects to elders past, present, future and emerging. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Tass is back with me, co-hosting this morning. Paul is on panel. Fiona is at home, doing social media, and Gordon will be getting ready to launch the podcasts. Good morning, listeners. Hope you're all having a nice day. A bit of a change in the weather, but how's your week been, Tass?
Macro, I've had quite a busy week.
You have.
It has been rather busy. There's lots happening.
You're a bit like Ken Lay. You're the world's busiest retiree.
Oh, I don't know why you think I'm retired.
Well, you're not really, are you?
No, not at all.
Gainfully employed.
And who wants to be retired? I mean, life's interesting. There's lots happening. And
yeah, I get to do a few things that I enjoy, but I classify myself as retired. It's wonderful.
Do you?
Because I actually get, you know, I make sure there's a couple of days in each week, apart from the weekend, where I'm not doing anything.
It is a bit odd when people ask you, what do you do?
Yeah.
And you can't say, I'm a teacher, or I'm a nurse, or yeah, I'm an accountant.
Or I'm baking.
You just say, I float around and do bits and pieces. And
yeah.
That doesn't sound particularly convincing,
well, you know,
does
Paul
it?
Paul Gover thinks I do. He thinks that Tuesday night, the challenge of Tuesday night is putting the bins out. Wednesday, I wait for them to be emptied. But he also jokes that it's a particular supermarket is their special day. I said, no, there's actually a bit more to it than that. But it's actually nice having a choice, you know, when you have a day where you don't have anything planned, what you're actually going to do.
Well, that may be your case, Macca. I have very few of those days where I don't have something
planned. I think you work too hard, Tess.
Oh, okay. I actually feel like I've got a bit more capacity, so I'm happy to do a bit more.
Oh, a bit more capacity?
Well, I think I do.
Oh, so, you know, so next Thursday between 4 and 4.30, he's not busy.
No, I'm in the Latrobe Valley next Thursday.
I think you do too much.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you do too much.
Well, I love everything I do.
I know.
If I don't enjoy doing something, I will not do it.
Well, you're not alone in that.
So I'm in a very privileged position
you are.
In that space.
But I still think you do too much.
Okay. But speaking of things that we all do, one of the things that you did last week was that you chaired the Joy AGM.
The AGM.
So how did that go, Macca? What were the highlights?
Look, before the AGM we had...
You've got 1 minute.
Okay, a two-hour presenters meeting, 60 presenters attended.
Well, that's fantastic.
Outstanding turnout, and I think we should do that every year. It's a great feed-in to the AGM. So we presented the financials. We announced the new directors. We didn't have an election because the number of nominations met the vacancies.
Are there any new folk on the board?
Yes. So Helen Jantz, who's actually on the Finance and Risk Committee, and Pete Holmes.
Okay. I think that we need to bring both of them into the studio.
Yeah, to have a chat.
We'll do a profile piece on the Macca.
About their vision for the board.
Because, you know, ordinarily we do a Q&A session
with candidates.
But when there was no election, there was no point.
That's right. So,
but I think that we should actually bring them in and do a bit of a profile.
Yeah. So we talked about, you know, look, the move to the Pride Centre came up, the finances came up, of course, and that's an area of continuing challenge for us. But look, it was, I think it was a good AGM. It was a really good turnout. The feeling was positive. So, well done.
So, on a completely separate topic, what was your high during the week, Macca? Did you have a single high? Maybe we don't need to know about that.
You're going to laugh about this. It was actually
walking the dog.
I took Patch up to
the dog.
Yeah, to the running track, and that was really good. High for the week. I had a bit of a clean out of my wardrobe.
Oh.
And, you know, discovered clothes that I'd totally forgotten I had. So they're going to be, you know, they're in a charity bin.
I've helped you move once, Macca.
Yes.
Your wardrobe is out of control.
Well, all things are relevant to all people, Tass. every now and then, you know, you get the urge, you know, I get the urge to have a bit of a cull. I did some previous week in the garage. I did a bit of a cull, got rid of some stuff. I can do it when the mood moves me. I can't. It's actually very hard to encourage me to do it. I have to think, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do that. And then something that I think is going to take an hour takes me 3 or 4 hours.
There you go.
And I love it.
There you go. So, Macca, that's your high. I'm going to tell you about my low during the week.
Yes.
So my low has been the extraordinary scrutiny that Victoria's very first medically supervised injecting facility has been under during the week.
Yes.
I have seen this, and as you know, we've had the medical director in here on two occasions
Nico
to talk
Clark.
About the work that they are doing.
Three occasions,
there you go. And he is a really lovely human being, a lovely man, and such compassion, such humility, such enormous gratitude for the work that he does. And in fact, what he does do is to help save lives. And I feel a bit sad that this has gone through such scrutiny and I'm really upset about it, to be honest, Macca. I think the media reporting has been dreadful
and,
to begin
and I'm
with.
I'm going to cover that in my editorial. Also, there was something that disappointed me during the week. The kids from St. Kevin's on the tram. You know, that's disappointing. You know what disappointed me? It was the school's reaction. Oh, you know, this misogyny problem is greater than we imagined. Well, guys, you know, what are you doing? This is a surprise to you. You know, this is a surprise. It's not a surprise. You know, their reaction, you know, anyway.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.